Caroline.
Thanks, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 5th of May. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected 100 miles south of Iceland, 1009, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, but variable 3 or 4 at first in south at Cirra. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty 4th. Cyclonic, becoming north or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in Cromarty. Showers, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic, becoming northwest later 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, north or northeast 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, variable 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then becoming northeast later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northeast 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 at first in Humber. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 for a time. Showers, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, north or northeast 4 or 5. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor in south. Biscay, westerly or northwesterly, veering northerly later in north, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, north or northwest 4 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Fastnet. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, north or northwest, veering northeast later 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, north or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming cyclonic 5 or 6 later in Bailey. Showers, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north northwest 4, 16 miles, 1016 rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north, 5, slight drizzle, 5 miles, 1016 rising slowly. Lerwick, north northwest, 3, slight rain, more than 38 miles, 1013 now rising. Lucas, west southwest, 3, 32 miles, 1013 falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west, 2, 1013 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north northeast, 4, 11 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 5, 2 miles, 1012. Jersey, northeast, 2, recent rain, 2 miles, 1012 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 2, 1013. Scilly Automatic, north, 3, 5 miles, 1014 falling slowly. Valentia, east by south, 1, 27 miles, 1018 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 3, 22 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Malinhead, north-northwest 3, 24 miles, 1,016, falling more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 5th of May. The general situation, most of the United Kingdom will lie in a slack airflow during the next 24 hours, with any strong winds restricted to the north, where a developing area of low pressure will move eastwards across northern Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4, then becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, then showers, wintry at times in far north. Good, occasionally poor in north and moderate in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly or northeasterly and increasing 6 for a time, becoming variable 3 or less later in north. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 3 or 4, veering north or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly, backing northerly later, 3 to 5, but variable 3 or 4 at first in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Showers, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northeast, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly for a time, 3 to 5. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in east. Showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near headlands, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in north. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest, veering east or northeast later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Isle of Man. Northwest, veering east or northwest, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 or 4, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering easterly later. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north 5 or 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, northwest, backing west later 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, wintry at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Father Philip Blackledge of Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Melrose.
Good morning. We are at the beginning of May this week, and there is a phrase which, as a keen gardener, I'm very mindful of, ner caste clout till mayazut, which means don't take off your winter clothes until the hawthorn blossom, the May blossom, is blooming. It's almost always used when talking about gardening. Don't plant your seeds until the frosts are done. Living where I do in the Scottish Borders, I'm constantly aware of the presence of those early monks who inhabited the land around me, who brought their monasteries here 1,500 years ago. And growing things is a way of feeling an intense communion with those early Christians. When you grow vegetables, you realise that however much work you're doing, most of the success or failure is in God's hands. They would pray with every seed sown. They would pray for rain and for fair weather, and they would pray as they threshed the wheat and milled the flour. They knew the intimate connection God has with his good earth. For me, it's just a hobby, but for people living then, and for some people living now, it's literally life or death. You had to plant generously because you knew the wildlife would take some. You had to let the butterflies and the mice have their share. And because God was abundant, so we had to be abundant too. God of the turning earth and of the changing seasons, we thank you that the time of singing of birds is come, and that the larks hover above us like angels in the sky. Give us, we pray,